Judge Lavario told Craig Watkins he was required to answer questions about the indictment of Al Hill III on mortgage fraud charges. Hill, an heir to the Hunt oil fortune, claimed Watkins brought the charges as a favor to his friend and campaign contributor Lisa Blue. At the time of the indictment, she was suing Hill over millions in legal fees. Watkins took the stand but refused to answer any questions about telephone conversations he had with Lisa Blue. He called them privileged information protected from disclosure by state law. Judge Lavario rejected that argument and told Watkins he must answer.
Mr. Watkins, you're ordered to answer the questions.
Judge, I'm going to continue to assert the privilege.
I'm holding you in contempt of court.
I understand.
A different judge will hear the contempt case against Watkins. That's procedure for an officer of the court in contempt situations. Judge Lavario, after hearing testimony from assistant district attorneys, dismissed the fraud charges against Hill. The judge said Watkins' refusal to testify weighed in her decision. Assistant DA Russell Wilson says Watkins had to stand firm on the issue of privilege for himself and district attorneys statewide. They will appeal.
Because mortgage fraud, whether it's conducted by wealthy people who are manipulating a system through a wealthy line of lawyers and a dog and pony show, or by the poor people that we see up and down our hallways on a daily basis, they will be prosecuted if they violate criminal laws.
Lawyers for Hill called the dismissal a gratifying end to an investigation into prosecutorial misconduct. In a statement, Attorney John Houston praised the judge for affirming that District Attorney Watkins is not above the law. B.J. Austin, KERA News.